Ben just said that Jack Rabbit has been everything and more that you guys expected. What have you seen, and if you could assess where he's at?
He's doing a great job right now. He's a leader of the group, very competitive, brings a lot of energy and uplifts the group on the back end. So we're very pleased with what he's brought to the table so far.
What went into the decision to give DRC, it looks like, the lion's share of the slot snaps against Trevin Wade there? Is it a matter of experience, or is it just his skill set's the best fit for it?
We just moving guys around a lot. You know, those two guys were with the team last year. You know, we have a lot of young guys, so we just, we're not committal on all of that stuff. We're just moving guys around and just see where they're best fit. So when the time comes for us to make a decision, we've tried it all out.
Sure seems that he's getting a little bit more than the rest of the guys. Is there anything he's doing in specific that has impressed you in that spot?
Wade actually gets more than anybody.
Yeah, out of the three between him, Janaris, and Eli Apple, DRC seems to be taking the most snaps, at least at practice.
Yeah, because we mix it around, you know, because like I said, in the spring we had them rotating with it, so we just moving around based on parts of practice right now, starting out, because each practice is different situations. So like I said, we just moving around, and everybody will get their chance, and they're looking around just to see what's the best fit for us.
For a young player like Eli Apple, who has limited experience in the slot, what's the biggest challenge for him? Is it the mental, seeing it? I mean, what's the biggest?
Yeah, it'd be the mental, but this game is going to be the biggest challenge, period, is going to be mental, because it's different than college, you know. So outside, it's going to be the same thing on a lot of the things that you have to learn at this level. So we just keep working him, trying to get as much experience as we can before the first game.
There was a play today involving him. It was a deep pass, and I remember looking at him, and he's kind of grabbing the guy's jersey. I mean, is that something he's got to overcome? Because that was the rap against him.
Yeah. He has to work on it, you know, that's why we had officials at practice, where they make the call, so we go back and judge it and see. But he has to continue to work on that part, and he does. He does a great job of trying to improve that and work on that. And we got him being competitive, so I think he'll be all right in that area.
How do you do that? How do you improve in that area? What kind of things can you work on?
You work on leaning, locating, playing the ball down the field, and you use the tape as the biggest correction point. You know what I mean? You use the tape because they throw a lot of deep ball at practice. He got a lot of reps where he's one-on-one down the field, so you use that part. You do drills where we'll throw the ball in there, leaning on guys and trying to find the football. So we use all those drills a lot to do that part for him to help. And then the more he does it, the more he get comfortable with doing it.
Have you seen him using his hands a lot, or too much at least in practice, or is it something you think he's...
It shows up every now and then, but he's been better at it. He's been much better than he was in college with doing that. And I think he'll continue to improve on it, and that's what the reps are for. You know, he keeps doing it, but he's definitely taking a step forward in that area.
Is there a big difference between what you would say Eli did in college and maybe got away with and won't get away with now, and what actually goes on in a given game? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff, a lot of grabbing that goes on in games.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on, but we just try to teach, you know, at the line of scrimmage. So obviously, you know, now when the ball is in the air, he has to be good at getting in position. You know what I mean? So it's just a constant teaching of it. Like anything in life, you keep doing it, you keep repping it, and he's taking strides in it, taking big strides in doing it. And like, we feel good with where he's progressing to at this point.
What have you seen out of Dante so far?
Dante Dion?
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. Very knowledgeable kid, very competitive, understands football, loves to play, brings great energy. Really like what he's doing so far.
You mentioned Wade playing in the slot there. He's probably, Ben just said, the most natural guy there. What do you like about him? What does he bring for you, though?
Well, he's smart and having an understanding of the game. You know, like I said, he's played there before. He's the guy that has the most experience in that doing it. So, you know, things happen fast in there sometimes, and zone and man can understand the combination routes and all that type of stuff. So his knowledge of the game helps him operate inside.
Is that when you're figuring out where to put people, is that more important than maybe talent?
It is week to week. It all depends on the matchup, on who we're seeing inside, you know, because offenses play a lot of different guys inside. You know, you'll see the big receivers inside, the slot receivers inside, they flex the tight ends out a lot. It's all really game situational. Oh, yeah.
Any of the undrafted guys sort of stick out to you so far?
Like I said, Dante Dion is really doing a good job for us. I mean, he's really taking a step forward. Michael Hunter. It's really doing a good job, you know. So I like what those guys are doing so far for us, picking up, understanding things, and competing.
Do you see Dion as a guy who plays inside or outside mostly?
He's been playing inside. We're going to get him some stuff outside also. And like I said, we just move guys around because we want to just see at the end of the day what guys do best. And then when it's time to make a decision on where to put him, we'll do that at that point. But he's real comfortable inside because he understands it really well.
That's where do you think he fits best now for you guys?
Inside right now, that's where he does a good job with it. But he's a football player. The thing I like about him, he can play outside just as well, right or left. You know what I mean? That's what, when you're a football player, it doesn't matter. Just get him on the field, get him some reps at it.
The knock on him is that he was small.
Did that show up
to you? No, he plays
bigger than that, and it's been small guys that played well in the league before. You know, so that doesn't bother me, you know, because there's some big guys that play small and there's some small guys that play big, you know.
Kind of got run over today, though.
Yeah, some big guys get run over too. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Last question, guys. I know he's not in your room, but what's Darian showing you so far at safety and weight?
Very smart. You know what I mean? He's a guy that's a leader, you know, understands the defense well, picking stuff up well, very dedicated, hard worker, has a great understanding of what we're trying to do and really works at it. So we're really pleased with what he's bringing to the table.